Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at matters of the heart. Dearest Heavenly Father, as the maker of our hearts, please allow us to learn how to take care of our hearts, to guard them, and to make sure that we're recognizing them as being safe in your hands. And as we nurture our hearts, bind our hearts together during this hour of worship. Thank you, Father, for every heartbeat that you bless us with by your infinite grace. Help us to keep that perspective that our days, and yes, our each and every heartbeat is numbered. Speak to us today. Teach us. Bring us closer to you during this call to worship.
You're the maker of my heart, 'cause you form the hearts of all. And long before I knew it, you were waiting for my call. You're the author of my life, and you know my every part. It's so good to know the maker of my heart. When I was just a dream, you could see my hidden form. You planned for me to know you from the moment I was born. Before my mouth had opened, you knew everything I'd say. So search my heart and lead me in your ever truthful way. You're the maker of my heart, 'cause you form the hearts of all. And long before I knew it, you were waiting for my call. You're the author of my life, and you know my every part. It's so good to know the maker of my heart. You hem me in completely with your strong and loving hand. In time you will everything your heart has planned. Men may speak against you and deny that you exist, but of all the truths I've ever learned, the greatest one is this. You're the maker of my heart, 'cause you form the hearts of all. And long before I knew it, you were waiting for my call. You're the author of my life, and you know my every part. It's so good to know the maker of my heart. You're the maker of my heart, 'cause you form the hearts of all. And long before I knew that you were waiting for my call, you're the author of so good to know the maker of my heart. Maker of my heart,
you have made me
from the hearts of all.
From the hearts of all.
Long before I knew it, you were waiting for my call.
You were waiting for my call.
The author of my life,
you
know my every heart. It's so good to know the maker of my heart.
Fields of velvet flow, silver.
This is your call to worship.
Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name. Now, brothers and sisters, it matters not what your talent might be. Just look unto him and surrender your will, and a Daniel or Paul you could be. A Daniel or Paul you could be. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to thee. O Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name.
There's so many things in this old world that can lead you astray. But focus your eyes and follow His will, and the false things won't lead you away. The false things won't lead you away. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Wash away my sins. Cleanse me with the blood of the Lamb. Make me new again. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Turn me not away. And I will teach thy ways, O Lord, and lead others to thee. O Lord of my salvation, I will praise your name. Lord of my salvation, forever I will praise your name.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at the heart from God's perspective. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If call to worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You're able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
stay. An empty life was all, that's all that I could bring. Then Jesus filled my life with his love divine. He healed my broken heart, and now I know one day I lost my way, but no one cared. I searched for some happiness, all I found was despair. Then Jesus spoke to me, he revealed to me my sin. I'll heal your broken heart if I may enter in.
A broken heart I gave you.
I gave a worthless thing. A lonely, lonely life was all. That's all that Jesus I could bring. But then God filled my life with his love so divine. He healed my broken heart, and now I know he's mine. Friend, are you wondering why you feel so alone? Does Christ seem far away? You even doubt his love for you. Now Christ is at your door. He sees your heart, it's torn. His blood was shed just for you, to give you life brand new. A broken heart I gave a worthless thing. An empty life was all, that's all that I could bring. Then Jesus filled this life with his love divine. Christ healed my broken heart, and now I know he's mine. He healed my broken heart, and now
this is Call to Worship.
That I might know the Father's heart, that I might follow in his way. My prayer to be a servant set apart, to always trust him and obey, that I might know the Father's heart, that I might somehow share his pain. My death to self, I'm known in greater part.
answer to the call that he would hold me and mold me into the image of the one who sacrificed his all that I might know.
When it comes to matters of the heart, we need to recognize the reality that God is the maker of it. He knows what it takes to keep it healthy. The pages of the Bible are filled with detailed prescriptions for a healthy heart. We must first love the Lord with all our heart. The meditations of our heart should be pleasing to Him. We need to keep it clean, for out of the heart the mouth speaks. And when times are rough, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. The Lord is your strength and shield. Your heart can trust in Him, and you will be helped. Because of that, your heart will rejoice greatly, and with your song, you will praise Him. In Deuteronomy 4, there's a message to the nation of Israel, "For the Lord will scatter you among the nations, where only a few of you will survive. There, in a foreign land, you will worship idols made from wood and stone, gods that neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there, you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you search for Him with all your heart and soul, you will find Him." Later in Deuteronomy, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? He requires only that you fear the Lord your God and live in a way that pleases Him and love Him and serve Him with all your heart and soul." In Ruth chapter 3, Boaz had a certain kind of heart, a certain attitude of the heart. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. There's a good story there for you. Ruth chapter 3. In 1 Samuel 1, we find a different attitude of the heart. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, "Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons?" 1 Kings, God tells us, "So God replied, because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice, and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has had or ever will have." Psalms is filled with conversation about the heart. In Psalm 19, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Psalm 27, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 28, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." Psalm 119, a verse familiar to most of us, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And then in Proverbs, a book filled with wisdom, chapter 4, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." And in the words of Jesus himself about the heart, from Matthew 5, Matthew 12, 15, 22, and then in Mark 12, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Jesus said unto him, this is Matthew 22, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment," says Jesus, his words from Mark chapter 12. And most importantly, as we consider the heart, you must believe in your heart that he is God. As the Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved." And finally, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts."
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the Potter. change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter.
Make 'em think you're happy. Lie and say that things are fine. And hide that empty longing that you feel. Don't ever show it. Just keep your heart concealed. Why are the days so lonely?
I wonder where can the heart go free? And who will dry the tears that no one sees? There must be someone to share your silent dreams. Caught like a leaf in the wind, looking for a friend, where can you turn? Whisper the words of a prayer, and you'll find him there, arms open wide, love in his eyes. Jesus, he meets you where you are. Oh, Jesus, he heals your secret scars. All the love you're longing for is Jesus, the friend of a wounded heart. Joy comes like the morning, hope deepens as you grow, and peace beyond the reaches of your soul come flowing through you, for love has made you whole. Once like a leaf in the wind, looking for a friend, where could you turn? You spoke the words of a prayer, and you found him there, arms open wide, love in his eyes. Jesus, he meets you where you are. All the love you're longing for is Jesus, the friend of a wounded heart.
Jesus, he meets you where you are. Oh,
Jesus, he heals your secret scars.
All the love you're longing for, all the love that you need is Jesus, the friend of a wounded heart.
Our call to worship today has focused on the heart. I'm happy that you joined us, and I pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Nehemiah continued in Nehemiah 8:10, "Go now and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Heavenly Father, your mercy showers down upon your people, every race upon this earth. May your spirit pierce the darkness, break the chains of death upon us. Let us rise in honest worship to declare your matchless worth.
Our heart, our desire is to see the nations worship. Our God, our prayer is to sing your praise to the ends of the earth.
Chains of death upon us, let us rise in honest worship to declare.